The Australian men are building up to the first test against India. It's in Nagpur. It's on February the 9th. You'll be able to hear it here through the ABC Listen app. And preparations are continuing in earnest. Great to have the Australian coach Andrew McDonald join us to give us the latest. How are you, Andrew? Nice to have you on board.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Quentin.
So what's been happening this weekend?
We've gone into a little bit of preparation mode for the first test match in India. So we've used 3 days, or so far we're 2 days in. We've used it well. Got conditions, to try to replicate what happens in India. So Kieran and the North Sydney ground staff done a fantastic job in accommodating in that area.
Hot and humid in Sydney as well. Probably not to the extent you'll get in India, but at least the weather's playing ball with your preparations, which are unique because of the challenges of a lot of your squad playing 20-over cricket in the last couple of weeks. So who have you had around the last couple of days?
Yeah, I think it is a great challenge, and it's one of the challenges that has, you know, always been sort of highlighted by state coaches coming out of BBL back into Shield cricket as well. So we know the challenge ahead of us, and the people that we've had here so far have been the quick bowlers and the spinners as well. So it's mainly been bowler focused to make sure that we're sort of bridging that gap in terms of the loading and physical preparation for what we're about to encompass come India.
Has Mitch Stark been around the place?
He has, yeah. Mitch had a bowl today, so he was still strapped on that finger, so he's on a splint, so he's still a little while off, and nothing's changed in terms of where he's at. He'll be available for the second test match, assuming that all things go well, but we can't accelerate that with the nature of the injury. So, to mitigate against any of that risk, he's still got to stay in the splint. But for those who were down at training today, it didn't look too dissimilar to what he usually produces, but just with the splint on, so he obviously can't bowl without in a game.
And while we're doing the touching on the injury assessments, how's Cameron Green? What's the latest news on his digit?
Yeah, so Cameron Green, he progressed his rehab today. So he hit some tennis balls. He had a light bowl with an Incrediball, which is just a softer version of a cricket ball. He sees the surgeon tomorrow. I think it's the 4-week check-in, and hopefully gets the tick of approval there to continue to ramp up towards whichever test match it may be for him. So it'll be more about making sure that he's fully prepared for when he does return. So whether that's the first test match, whether that's the second test match, there's a fair bit of that to play out. But so far, so good. The fingers healed well. We are certainly running out of time for that first test match. But we'll see how he progresses once we get given the green light.
So just to wrap that up for Cam Green, potential not ruled out for first test for Feb 9.
Yeah, no, he hasn't been ruled out. So Mitchell Stark, definitely that time frame. But as I said, like, we want to make sure we set all our players up for success. And, you know, there isn't much time left from now with that 4-week check-in around his finger to the first test match. So we'll see how he goes in the build-up and make decisions when we're on the ground in India.
Andrew McDonald, the Australian men's coach, with us. And I believe all the spinners have come together for a bit of a spin bowling camp. You've got 4 of them. What type of work have they been doing?
It's a great opportunity to get the 4 together to start to implement some of the tactical nuances that we're going to go through in India, drip feeding the information around what to expect, how we want to go about bowling to certain individuals. All that information's been tabled, and we feel these days give the space for that to happen. But also, most importantly, the physical demands on the spinners is going to be at a high level as well. We normally talk about the fast bowlers, but the spinners are going to carry a lot of the workload when we go to India, so that's going to be a challenge for them, and physically preparing for that, and that's what they're here doing at the moment, making that transition from T20 cricket hopefully up to that test level for that first test match to be ready to go.
Nathan Lyon's the no-brain first choice, but what are the pluses and minuses? I'll go through them. If you are to go with Ashton Agar, who played the last test, what does he give you? What are your concerns?
Or left arm orthodox is usually very successful in the subcontinent. It gives you a second spinner that takes the ball in a different direction to Nathan. And generally speaking, he's accurate. He can land it where he wants to most of the time. So, we feel like he's a very good choice if we were to go that way. Todd Murphy spins the ball the same way as Nathan Lyon. So that would be something that hasn't been done before, to pick two frontline off spinners and taking into account that you've also got Travis Head. But he wouldn't look out of place at that level. And Mitchell Swepson, who's been there and partnered up Nathan Lyon on the last two subcontinent tours and done a fair job within those two test matches, within those two test series in Pakistan and Sri Lanka. So we feel as though when we get on that plane that we've got some really good options for the selectors and the captain to work through to put out on the park, and that the assumption is that we are picking two spinners. So we've got another way that we potentially can play as well.
And one of the questions over Swepson, I suppose he played four of those five tests that you played in somewhat similar conditions in Pakistan and Sri Lanka. Did he enhance his reputation by getting around at test level for what he did when he played over there?
I think so. I think most people that step up that level are going to be better served the next time they come back in. So that experience holds him in good stead. There's no doubt about that. Pakistan was different. I don't think you can compare sort of Pakistan to Sri Lanka or India. The conditions that we got there were very benign. It was flat. It was difficult. And there wasn't much rough that was created on those surfaces. So I think Pakistan would have been difficult for any spinner that was there. So he created some opportunities throughout that test series, took some wickets and held his own and really helped us have that success that we had there. And then Sri Lanka was a totally different challenge altogether. And, I think he did a really good job in Sri Lanka.
So you've got the Cricket Awards tomorrow night, Andrew. And then when does the squad finally all get together and that flight?
Yeah, so the Cricket Awards are tomorrow. And then we've got some players leaving on the 31st. And then we've got some players leaving on the 1st. So there's priority people going on the 31st, and we'll all meet in Bangalore. Everyone will be there on the night of the 1st. So that's when we'll go fully into work. And we've got sort of the 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th to prepare there with conditions that hopefully replicate what we're about to encompass in all four of the venues. So we feel as though we're going to be looked after there in Bangalore, which will be nice. And then it's off to Nagpur for preparations 3 days out. So we're looking forward to it. It's a great challenge ahead of us. The players are really excited by this challenge, and it'll be good to get the group back together after a successful summer.
And is this network or centre wicket, or how's it look? Because we know there's no official leading game.
Yeah, it'll be centre wicket. There'll be some options there. We'll have different surfaces out in the centre. We'll be able to simulate everything that we're going to get on that tour. So, and it'll be in our control as well, which is always a good thing. A practice game can give you some. So you can have great connection to the first test match, but we've seen teams tour India before that have walked away from the practice game and had not much connection with the surfaces that have been produced in those practice games to the first test match. So we feel as though we're in control of that preparation, and we feel as though the shorter time on the ground should hold us with mental freshness and physical freshness towards the back end of the series as well, because it is a long series, and to get there too early sometimes can exhaust your players. So we feel as though we've got that balance is right for this group with the experience that we have, and it's not right for every group, but the experience that we do have with players that have been there before, we feel as though it's the best prep for this particular Australian group.
It's incredibly exciting, Andrew. We can't wait for the cricket to start. Thanks for checking in, and we'll continue the countdown to February the 9th.
Yeah, we all look forward to it. Thanks, Quentin.